Hi everyone, it's Dr. Angelica. I am so excited to have you here and I really hope that you join our following. We are talking about Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, but we're primarily talking about entrepreneurship, and that entrepreneurship and that excellence is really a relentless pursuit. In the final analysis, money is just not the only reason to do anything. And at the end of the day, it's the least acceptable reason, because the universe and life will pay you whatever you demand of it if you demand enough of yourself to give your very best. So it's in this heart energy where we live when we give our very best, because it's the heart is the very fiber of us as humans, where the real wealth lies. And there, in the interpretation of the universe and your attitude of gratitude, are the events that will shape your own destiny. Society does not predict. Only you can determine your ultimate destiny. So does it begin with wealth, a great family, emotional stability, caring coworkers? No, absolutely not. The truth is that the most spectacular success stories have always begun with lives that were dysfunctional, torn, tattered, imperfect, and dysfunctional relationships, in family, genetic codes, in all of those things, co-workers who stepped on you as they climbed to the top of the corporate ladder. George Bernard Shaw said, "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself." That's kind of where I'm at. When I was 8 years old, my mother was dying, and I just couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out why a person of her really young age would just die and just leave us like that. And what was surprising to me was I felt at that age of 8 years old that this was actually a choice. She had a choice. And so that's what I'm saying to you. I truly believe that what we co-create with the universe is not just what happens to us, but our interpretation of what happens through us, our interpretation of how we consciously assimilate those actions and events that create our lives. So at age 8, I started to live with this question of what creates disease in the body. And why do some people live such long, happy lives and other people get sick and die when they're really young? Anyway, long story short, I kept my mother alive for 25 years, which was awesome. And I learned a lot from her, and also lived my life without drugs or scalpels. And I'm really, truly grateful for that. But there was one disconnect, which was I wanted to be a neuroscientist from the time I was 8 years old and just couldn't technically align that with today's world of pharmaceuticals and surgical intervention at every turn. And so I studied 14 years never to write a prescription. I know that sounds weird to people when I say it, but that's just kind of the way it is. And in that process, became a neuroscientist very late in life, although now I'm feeling that it's early in life because my life has just been restarted, rewired, and re-begun. And in process of that, I discovered my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and I also discovered a chapter at the very beginning of it. And it's so interesting to me because at that time when I wrote this book in 1995 and then rewrote it in 2004, I talked about the cultural neurosis of the time. And I talked about the soul that is shattered in pain is not suffering from neurosis. It's suffering from the pain of reality. One of the things that changed my life forever when I came back to Toronto from California and started doing my work here was a young woman who were called Brittany. And Brittany was brought into my office by her parents. And on her, I think it was third or fourth suicide attempt. At the time, she was 12. And when that beautiful young girl walked into my office and grabbed my hands and said, "Dr. Angelica, can you help me?" And I said, "I'd love to help you. How can I help you?" She looked me square in the eyes and she said, "Can you help me kill myself?" And suddenly, I discovered the cultural neurosis of the time. Suddenly, I discovered what is about to be the tsunami of healthcare crisis in the next two decades, I believe. Because the cultural neurosis of this time was not that this child was suffering from neurosis, but this child was suffering from the pain of reality. She was an exceptionally brilliant young woman and could feel psychic energy from those around her, and actually discovered that she was an empath, and actually discovered that what everyone tried to tell her was the wrongness of her. The wrongness of you is actually the strongness of you. The debilitation of you is actually your superpower. And so as I teach these concepts on business and a life and on transformation and primarily on consciousness, my only goal is to share with you that there is really no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's just interpretation of what happens in our life. Now, you can choose to think that this has been done to you. But actually, you know, and consciousness dictates today that we are co-creators. I can say, truthfully, the hundreds of patients I have seen, the hundreds of conditions I have seen, the conditions that I see moving forward and into the future and moving into the next decade or perhaps two. The anxiety, depression, ADD, ADHD, these what I call serious heart diseases. I only see mental health actually as a disease of the heart, because this disease comes from the individual suffering from the pain of reality, of their reality of unfulfillment. Whether it is the individual soul or the collective soul of consciousness of corporate thought or communities or countries. I think when we start to examine the hungry state of passionate expectation of greatness that is within each soul, and that leads us to the internal certainty of success, not by lives that come from greatness, but actually lives that are shattered in the pain of this reality, and how we transcend this reality into our destiny. And so I'm saying to you, only you are responsible for the quality of your own life. Only you. Looking at the structures and building blocks of the things that shaped you, that really change your soul purpose and really bring your soul purpose to share with the universe. And you may not be right. I mean, I discovered how to solve addiction, meth, cocaine, heroin, alcohol, 5 years ago. Nobody was interested. But when I talked about, which was really the one that I wanted most, when I talked about solving glioblastoma with no drugs, no scalpel, and that person who was given 3 months left to live is now leaving hospital, actually this week, people listen now. So I hope you're listening to me,
I hope you see this podcast as secrets of discovery, secrets of success, willingness of contribution, and hopefully some of these inspirations will inspire you to take the magical path from the wrongness of you into the strongness of you. And in each soul, that when you choose not to compromise the integrity of who you truly are contributing to the planet, that this is found without compromise or standards of performance. And in everything that we do, that heart takes us to the place that reason and that pushing ourselves and that exhaustion can never get there, because heart takes us out of the intellect and reason into the never never land of magic and actually making a worthwhile contribution to society. So whatever excellent path you have chosen for yourself, the stepping stones to greatness are found in everyday tasks. They're found in the small goals of choosing to do something every day, of choosing to be disciplined enough to contribute every day,